It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Janae Pierre. Stay calm. That was the message today from President Biden after the collapse of New York-based Signature Bank. State regulators took over the bank's assets last night and handed them over to the feds. It came after a run of withdrawals by customers that followed Friday's collapse of California's Silicon Valley Bank. But Biden says there's no need to worry. Your money is not in danger.
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe. Your deposits will be there when you need them.
Joining us to discuss the fallout is WNYC's John Campbell. Hey, John.
Hi, Janae.
Signature Bank isn't a household name for most people. So, John, tell us about the bank and also what kind of people were banking at Signature.
You're right. It's a relatively niche bank. It's certainly not a giant of the industry, something like a Bank of America or J.P. Morgan Chase. But this is a bank that was based in New York and did a lot of its business in New York. It's gotten a lot of headlines in recent days for being a crypto bank. It was one of relatively few banks to accept cryptocurrency, which has been very volatile recently. About 20% of its $89 billion in deposits were some sort of digital currency. But Adrian Harris is the superintendent of the State Department of Financial Services. That's the agency that actually seized Signature Bank last night. And she says the bank actually had a fairly broad customer base.
This idea that it is a crypto bank is not an accurate one. They bank small businesses in all over New York, including vendors at Hunts Point and others.
One group in particular that Signature banked with quite a bit is New York City landlords. It's one of the largest lenders for multifamily residences in New York. According to the University Neighborhood Housing Program, Signature finances buildings that house about 80,000 tenants in the city.
How did Signature Bank get into this mess, John, in the first place? I mean, was it their bet on crypto, or is it connected to the Silicon Valley Bank collapse at all?
So state regulators talked about that a bit, Adrian Harris among them, and she says it seems to be more of the latter than the former. At least that's what she highlighted in this briefing today. And she pointed to Silicon Valley Bank's failure on Friday that caused this kind of ripple effect where people, particularly wealthy people and businesses, started getting concerned for their money. The FDIC insures accounts up to $250,000, and about 90% of Signature Bank's deposits are above that threshold. So that helped cause this run on withdrawals on Friday that lasted into the weekend. And on Sunday, the state decided it had to step in. They handed the bank off to the FDIC. That's the federal entity that insures banks. And the FDIC removed Signature's senior management and transferred all of the assets into a new bank. And now the next steps are up to the FDIC. But all of Signature's 20 branches were open on Monday, and that's an important point. The feds say customers still have full access to their accounts through their ATM cards or checks or however else they access their money.
Mm-hmm. John, you mentioned the ripple effect, and I'm wondering, should people with money in other banks be concerned? And also, what about tenants who live in buildings where Signature is the lender?
So President Biden and Governor Hochul, they both held separate briefings today, but their message was really unified. I mean, they say there's no cause for concern whether you're banking at Signature or if you're banking somewhere else.
The banks are open. Everything is fine, calm. Now the FDIC is in charge of the bank, and they'll be communicating any further deals, details about the future.
But it's those further details, those next steps that have some tenants concerned. My colleague David Brand, he spent much of the day talking with landlord organizations and tenant groups. In general, they're glad the state and feds stepped in before anything truly catastrophic happened here. But this Signature collapse was sort of a shock to the system, and they still have a lot of questions about the bank's future and whether it means anything for their buildings, you know, their homes. So they're going to be watching the FDIC closely in the coming days and weeks as they chart a course forward for this bank, and they're crossing their fingers that everything works out well for them.
That's WNYC's Albany reporter John Campbell. John, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.